Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. We're taking the opportunity to go into Luke's Gospel and look at a character who's, I believe, quite a significant character, even though there's little written about him. But what we do know is here in the first chapter of Luke's Gospel. It's the character of Zechariah, and he's described as a priest. His duty is to offer the sacrifices, his duty is to pray and go into the Holy of Holies when he's allowed to, and to intercede before God. On this particular occasion, it is an exceptional experience because the angel Gabriel appears and brings him a message. Your prayer has been heard. You and Elizabeth are going to have a son. Now, the son that is described is clearly no ordinary son. There's the description, he'll be great in the sight of the Lord. He'll never take wine or for other fermented drink. He'll be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he's born. He'll have this ministry of preparing the way for the Lord. He'll be like an Elijah character. And Zechariah is full of doubt, really, and he says, how can I be sure of this? And we don't know all that he'd been praying, but the angel challenges him. I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. I've brought you this news. You really should believe it. However, because of your unbelief, you will be silent and you won't be able to speak until the baby is born. That means, effectively, he was going to be silent for about 9 months, which is a very long time. When he emerges from the temple, people are very perplexed because he's been in there probably longer than normal, and he comes out unable to speak. But God is at work in this, and ultimately he's going to find that his mouth is opened when John the Baptist is born. There's going to be a scramble of the people saying, well, what do we call this baby? And the slate is brought to Zechariah, and he writes on the slate, the name is John. And at this point, he begins to speak. All those months of silence, now he's speaking. He's declared that the baby will be called John. He's heard something of what this baby will do in ministry, preparing the way for Jesus the Messiah. It's all very nerve-wracking and exciting, thrown in together. Zechariah is going to find that what he's been hoping for, what he and Elizabeth have been hoping for, is going to come to be. They will have a son. He will be born, John the Baptist. He will be exceptional. He will be filled with the Spirit from his mother's womb. He's going to be a character that will stand in the gap, and in the gap of many, many hundreds of years waiting for Messiah, and there's going to be this time when John will be preaching and Jesus will emerge and come fully into the picture. So this is a big turning point. Zechariah, struck dumb because of his unbelief, but now things are going to turn around in a very, very big way. And the prophecy about John the Baptist is going to come true. We're going to pause for a moment, and then my good friend Patrick will join me in order that we can share a little more about this turn of events in the life of Zechariah.
I love you. Jesus, more and more I know your love and mercy, faithful every day. I love you, Jesus, draw me close to you. No one else can love me like you do.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth that we find at the beginning of Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. So picking up then from verse 14, Richard, John the Baptist, because this is who this baby is going to be, he's going to have a kind of special treatment. He's going to be rather different. Zechariah here has got clear instructions as to what his life will be like. Not to take wine, be filled with the Holy Spirit from birth. And actually, when we see John the Baptist's ministry, in many ways he is quite an unusual man, isn't he?
Yes, very much so. That will be very difficult for Zechariah and Elizabeth to take in because allowing John to grow and develop in this particular way, it will be challenging. But at the same time, the whole sense of someone preparing the way for the Messiah more than anyone else. I mean, obviously all the prophets prepared the way, they paved the way with their words and their insights. But here is somebody who's going to be absolutely at the front line of preparation. And they've got the job of nurturing and bringing him up, which is a very sizable task, a great privilege, but quite awesome, really.
Yeah. In verse 18, Zechariah questions the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man and my wife is well on in years." And he gets this response from the angel, which is the silence until the baby is born. So is that like a rebuke, a punishment, or is it a sign?
Well, I guess if you say it's a sign, we wouldn't want a sign like that.
No, indeed.
It was a very, very powerful sign. I do get the sense that there's an element of punishment in this. Now, it's not a severe punishment, although the implications are, but I think it's really saying, I like that phrase, I am Gabriel, I stand in the presence of God. If I'm the one who stands in the presence of God, why are you doubting? You know, this is an angel standing before you. This doesn't happen every day.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we'd be very foolish to be quick to sort of get cross with Zachariah, because how would we react in that? But yes, I do believe Zachariah is going to be silent for 9 months to literally think carefully about what the angel has said, what's going to happen. He's got a fair bit of time to think about that.
And what do you make of Elizabeth's response that we see in verse 24 and 25?
Well, again, it's quite a contrast, really. I guess being a woman and having conceived, there are obviously physical signs in her body that make it very clear this is happening. Zechariah, it was total faith. He didn't feel anything. He was told this is going to happen. Elizabeth would have begun to sense in her body changes, as women in pregnancy do. But what I like about her response is 25, which you've quoted, "The Lord has done this for me." Now, it's not that she's denying that she and Zechariah have not been intimate in their relationship. That's not really what the point. The point is she knows God's done this. And it's that appreciation of what God has done that comes across very powerfully in Elizabeth.
OK, Richard, we must leave it there, but we'll carry on to look at more of this story in future programmes. For now, thank you very much indeed. So, yes, do please join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.